What are we talking about? I got distracted. Oh, yeah, the coincidence. The coincidence of both of us being here tonight. No, it's really nice. I'm glad you're here. I thought that this was just my own little secret spot that I came out to look out over the town and watch the stars. I didn't know that anyone else knew about this place. But I'm glad you do. It's nice to have company here. I don't know, in the past it was kind of like a beautiful place, but in a lonely way. You know what I mean? Now it's got a different flavor. I kind of like that. So your summer's going pretty good? Yeah, no, I kind of like it when this town gets all quiet in the summer. It feels so just kind of spooky, like a little ghost town. Kind of using a lot of time to just kind of sit around and try to expand my mind, you know? I mean, the universe is a really big place. You gotta get that brain open if you wanna let it all in. Hey, can I ask you a question? What do people say about me at school? Like, I don't know, it seems like I got kind of a reputation. I mean, I know my grades aren't great, and I don't always show up, but like, I'm not like a bad guy, you know? Just trying to do my own thing. But like, no, but like, what do people say? People like, look down on me, I guess. I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out. It just seems like my reputation is not great. I don't worry about it, it's fine. I'm not trying to make you nervous. What do people say about you? Oh, I think people like you a lot. I think people respect you. You know, you're quiet and you seem kind of kept to yourself, but I think you have integrity. I think people recognize that, and, you know, they appreciate it. People respect it. I will say this. You seem like you have an easier time paying attention at school than I do. And you seem like a pretty good student, right? For me, I don't know, I just can't listen because they're not interesting. Is that my fault? Does that mean I'm a bad student? Or is it them? Is it them that they are failing to engage me? I don't know. Oh, can I show you something? I figured this out last week, and it's really crazy, okay? Alright, my back, I'm your back. Yeah, I'm gonna my back next to you. Okay, so, it's crazy how many stars I can see, isn't it? I love it. Anyway, just looking at these stars, you feel like we're on top of the earth, right? Looking up into this endless field of stars. But in space, there is no up and down, of course, you know, it's just space, goes in all directions. So, instead of lying on top of the earth, looking up, we're actually right now stuck to the bottom of the planet, hanging off of it, just suspended above space. Imagine, like, if you got something, it just fall upwards forever. And we're just, like, glued, stuck here. Can you feel it? It's crazy, right? Yeah, gives a little vertigo. Just kind of like, your head spinning a little bit. You know how many stars are in our galaxy? 100 billion, which I already know what that means. Such a big number. You know how many galaxies there are in the observable universe? Same number, 100 billion. And I'll check this out. How many neurons are there in your brain? Yeah, also 100 billion. Like, nature figured out how to do something, and it's just like, did it a bunch. I don't know, these weird little interconnected brains. And have you seen those pictures of the galaxy? Where it's like, you can't tell if it's brain tissue or a picture of the universe, and a picture of the galaxy and stars interconnected. Yeah, it's like the distribution.